What a way to start. Yawning? Really? Come on.
Whatever. It cut down to under 40 seconds. What'd you do?
I didn't cut nothing down. We're at 52 seconds. Check that out.
Six. It came back at 36.
You have no sense of timing. You really
I'm watching the thing up here. The little counter. It actually
said
36.
Are you sure you're not like the dog man in disguise or something? Because you got no sense of timing like a dog.
Whatever. Yeah, see? Here, look. This is me. Here.
Yeah, I see.
I would rather be this than a fucking vampire.
I see the resemblance.
Yeah. It's like one of the ladies said whenever I'm sitting here just like this. You know, the ears show up behind me.
Yeah, see, it works.
So... Well, anyway, what are we doing? I guess this is our end of the world, broadcast.
No.
Well,
end of the year.
End of 2020, and that's pretty much the end of the world because, you know, everything that's happened this time around, and during this entire year has just basically been, if you follow the good book. A lot of it's been written in Revelations. So we are... we're entering an interesting era. Because on the 21st, you know, on the winter solstice, we had an event happen in our beautiful night sky that a lot of people... no one has seen in almost 800 years. And that was the Great Conjunction, which is Jupiter and Saturn aligned perfectly to create what they called the Bethlehem or the Christmas Star, which is allegedly the star that appeared in the sky during the birth of Jesus for the three kings to follow and find their way to the manger to welcome the new king. You know, king of man. It's kind of interesting, but that happened. And then we're also entering the age of Aquarius again.
Okay.
Well, hopefully we can all kind of do that.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. So... We're here without a guest.
Hang on. I'm answering this here. Yes, okay. We are entering the age of Aquarius, along with the Great Conjunction. And also there is an event that's happening, and I don't know if anybody's really paid close attention to this, but there are more and more children that are being born. Hey, Janet. There are more and more children that are being born.
Merry Christmas.
And... that are experiencing what scientists would consider super intelligence. You know, these children, they're learning faster, they're learning better, they've got more intelligence than the previous generations, and no, it's not Joe's birthday. So that's also called the Great Awakening. So there are three events that are happening that are converging together that are, it's a great sign for massive change in our world. And, I think I'm prepared for it. I've been looking forward to something like this because, you know, like I said, with the Bethlehem star, or the Christmas star, that hasn't been seen in almost 800 years. And then, of course, entering the age of Aquarius right around the time that actually happens. And then also having the Great Awakening. So I think it's going to be a very, very interesting year next year. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Let's get on with what we came here for. what we went on with this special show.
Yes, we were supposed to be done for the year, but
the big but, we've got a lot of things going on.
That's pretty cool, Billy.
We are now. Let's see, where can we start? Yeah, we are now booked for.
We're booked for the first quarter.
We are now booked with guests for the first quarter every Wednesday and Friday. So it's going to start out to be an interesting year when we start.
And we're starting again on the 6th. That's going to be the beginning.
We don't know yet. We can't say that. Nope. We can't say what date yet.
Whatever.
We can't do that because we don't know. We don't know yet because we don't know what's going to happen until Tuesday.
Okay.
Or no, Monday.
All right, so no. I guess I overstoked.
Yep. You overspoke. Yes, you did.
Then strike my comments from the record.
You gotta slap yourself on the wrist now.
Strike my comments from the records.
All right, so now
erase that little section.
So now here we are. We're booked all the way into March with guests. I can say that much. Yeah. And also in March, we do have a very, very special show for everybody. But we're not going to say too much about that either. We're going to keep y'all guessing. Okay.
I tell you. Him and his guessing games.
I know. It's fun, though. I love it. It's going to keep you wanting more.
Maybe.
So we decided to come out and give you a little news about what's coming up. We are working hard behind the scenes to make some changes. And we'll tell you about them when we can. And as soon as we can, we will make posts about some of the changes.
Yeah, we will definitely be keeping posts up.
I can say that last night we did register and become an LLC, our production company side of things. So that means Utterly Insane Productions is now an LLC, and I'll be making a lot of changes all over for that on social media and such. We got a new camera that we're going to be adding to our investigations, and we're hoping that next year we'll be able to go out because we've got quite the bucket list built. We've made some possible new connections to go some places that we haven't been before. And there's just a couple of places we just really have to go back to. Yeah. So there will be some repeats, but all of that's going to be part of our next season, one way or the other. So we might have some really big news coming up, but we won't know much yet. We're in the works with something good. So hopefully.
So what'd you do different there, Joe? Were I actually able to hear you better?
I've got a mic stand that's not. I've got one that came in the other day that's got sits right on the desktop here. It's a little mini tripod that sits right in front of me, and it's perfect level too. Believe it or not.
Yeah, but it's still whenever you back up a little or go forward. Well, it
I can't help that. Up. Excuse me.
It's almost like you're playing with a fade on a mixer board.
Yeah, I don't have the mixer board. Yeah, see that's the other problem. We don't have the mixer board hooked up here yet anymore.
Well, at least not for now.
But those things could change too in the future.
Those could change too. You know, we might be able to at some point get an actual studio together. That'd be nice.
Yeah, we've got some cool things in the works. Okay. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. That's going to be fun. But now onto the best part of this. It's going to be real fun because any of you out there, I did pin the link so you can actually come up here and join us if you want. And we're going to start talking about, and I don't want to offend anybody, but if we leave people out, I'm sorry. It's because we're going to be limited on some time here.
We're going to try to keep this around an hour.
If we go over a little bit, it might not be too bad, but I don't want to sit here too long. I'll tell you this. And this is my own fault, not to blame Mark, but it is my own fault. I could have sat someplace else, but his dog kind of, I got this thing with animals, so, you know, just wanted my attention constantly if I sat down in a certain spot. So I didn't sit there. So I sat in this other chair, and I was a little bit uncomfortable, but I couldn't help but to sit there and just, because we were watching Wonder Woman 1984. And we're not going to give anything away, but it's worth watching. That's all I'm saying about that.
Yeah, because I got HBO Max.
It's worth watching. And, oh, make and sure
that,
you...
It was exclusively on that.
And here's the one hint. And here's the one hint I can say.
Theaters.
Make sure you watch past the credits.
Yes, you definitely want to watch past the credits. They do a
you
post-credits.
You don't want to miss the post-credit stuff. So... That's all I'm saying about that. I'm going to leave them guessing there too. So,
but otherwise, that it was a very good movie.
Yes, it was worth watching. It was really worth watching. I watched that over at Mark's house. And because I sat in that chair the whole time, didn't really take a break at all. Yeah, I kind of, so my leg aches a little bit. So, you know, I'm just going to see how I feel and as this goes along. But if we don't mention everybody, and we probably ain't going to mention everybody, we had...
We'll mention as many as we can.
We're going to mention some of our favorites is what's going to happen. And you can talk about some of your favorites if you watched our show. Okay. But we started because of the COVID thing and not being able to go out for the investigations. We started having guests this year. And we had, how many guests did we have, Mark? Do you know exactly?
Let's see.
And we didn't start until like 6 months ago for the guests. I think it was June that
I think we had 25 or 26. Something like that.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
I think I wrote everybody down. So I got 25 on here.
So we started this new venture, and we had a lot of fun. We've been having a lot of fun, and we've been learning a lot.
But we did. We actually did get to go out. I think at least three or four times this last this year,
right?
From the beginning of the year until now, we were able to go out and do some investigation. I know we did off the rails. The Tom and Molly from Off the Rails, their house, we did that as a
private home investigation.
Then
my cousin and Baraboo.
Cousins and then her house as a private investigation.
And then recently on Halloween, we did the mill.
We did Halloween, with
Christopher Kaihouse and his wife. And
then we do.
And that was also Tom and Molly from Off the Rails.
That's right. And then we have 8 hours of footage that we're still. That we're going to be using with our next go around when we get a chance to from Elkhorn area.
Yeah, we're working on a documentary. We're going to put this together as a documentary. I there's just too much there and too much about the Beast of Bray Road and the Elkhorn area that needs that kind of attention, I think. And I want to try to make a documentary, and I've been fascinated with Beast of Bray Road for a very, very long time, longer than we've been doing this.
And we were scheduled to go out there, I think back in October, September, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And then
or August, late August, to do an overnight. And
with Dale Kaczmarek. And we were going to do that with Dale Kaczmarek was going to join us, and that fell through because of the Illinois travel ban.
Yeah, because Illinois put Wisconsin
on their list. Yeah.
So we wound up having to put that on hold. But they
did that like 3 days before we were going to go.
Yeah, that sucked too because we were really psyched. We had everything ready. But we are definitely looking to do it this upcoming year, and obviously it's not going to be during the winter time.
Hell no.
Because there'd be somebody be standing out there as an icicle for their entire time.
Yeah, I'm already cold as it is all the time. I don't need to be colder out in the winter. You know, I'm a vampire. You know, I don't have no circulation.
Whatever.
You know?
But yeah, I mean, you know,
I say it long enough, I might actually turn into one, maybe.
But yeah. No, this is me right here. I want to be one of these. I would rather be this guy than a vampire any day.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah. Yeah, we've got some good stuff coming up. We've got some really good guests. We are booked all the way into March now.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, Janet, you guys live up in Michigan, though.
Yeah, that's cold, too.
You're a little higher than we are. You should be a little colder up there.
So anyway, we're going to talk about some of our past guests because we've had 20-some-odd guests since June when we had our first guest. And from that time until we decided to take the break just before Christmas, we didn't have every Wednesday and Friday filled. So
This
is going to be a small one compared to what this show is going to be like next year.
We're going to have a lot of content for next year's show. We're going to be starting out earlier and then having guests. And
we're hoping to get out on a lot more investigations, because that bucket list was supposed to get smaller, not bigger this year.
But I think it got bigger.
Yeah, I think it got bigger.
So who was our first guest this year?
Our first guest was...
I got some information on him right here.
Mike Huberty.
Huberty.
I know. I'm terrible. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I am terrible with trying to pronounce anything, even names.
Oh, that's okay.
But yes, Mike. I gotta say this. Mike was our first guest, and he was a real sport. Because first of all, Mark got told he had to. More added to his route, so he had to stay longer.
I had to take care of a few more things.
So that kind of pissed him off because he was really looking forward to that interview. All right. And then I started having audio issues on my end. So Mike, being the pro he was, kind of took over for a few minutes there. And he was a real pro about the whole thing and a good sport about it. So by the way, I'll give you a little hint too. He will be back one way or the other.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there's definitely in the works to get him back on.
Yeah. So.
So anyway,
he's a fun person.
Him and one of his cohorts. I can't even say it right. See. From the band or group that he has called Sunspot.
Yeah.
Actually good music.
They're a Wisconsin local band too.
Yes, they're a Wisconsin local band. So if you guys want to listen to some good Wisconsin music, just bring them up. They got some good stuff. It's Mike, Wendy, and Ben
in Sunspot. Yes.
In Sunspot. But Mike and Wendy have a podcast that they do, which is called See You on the Other Side
podcast, yes.
And they talk about ghosts and
paranormal world
as well. And then also Mike and his sister. Now we're going to go into this Allison Jordan. Another guest we had. That's Mike's sister.
Yes.
Mike and his sister also are the founders and I guess tour guides of American Ghost Walks, which I think originated right here in Wisconsin as well. In fact, I think they do some stuff up at the college there in Madison, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Yes, we have another. We actually, there's another little kind of hint or spoiler alert for you. We have a future guest actually that does lead. The UW investigation for American Ghost Walk tours coming up between now and March, or between January and March. And she has also been a firefighter for the city of Madison for 20 plus years.
She is. I'll put it to you this way. She is booked and will be on as long as everything goes correctly.
Right. Yeah.
Because
anything can happen.
If anything that I've discovered doing this, anything can happen.
Oh, you can have we've had
all
some
kinds of weird crap.
Yeah, we've had some that we looked forward to and they canceled out at the last minute. Yep. Or we'll get to that one.
Well, of course, with what happened with Joe, that on the very first one was, you know, he had to solo it because of me not being able to get there.
I was so nervous because
problems.
Yeah, I was sitting there and I was researching Mike and I was listening to the music, some of that music that the Sunspot did, and it's like, oh, this is gonna be so cool. And another, I'll give another props and shout out to the person that helped us in a way get Mike on our show to give us a start. My cousin Jimmy Kay from Max Inc. Radio, who has interviewed Mike and Sunspot several times, because he's the one, Jimmy Kay is the one that told me about Mike and his group. So I was like super nervous for that. And then to have to do it alone. Yeah, that was nerve wracking. But like I said, it was also fun at the same time, because Mike was a real pro.
So we've mentioned Mike and we mentioned Allison. I guess I'll mention Dale as well, because you brought his name up.
Well, that plus he's the reason when we had Dale on the first time. Dale's been doing this for 40 some odd years, Dale. Because
this is ironic, actually. The first time we had Dale on, this is very ironic.
All right, we had the first show. And it went great. We had a great time with it. Well,
no. Remember the first show?
Oh, yeah.
Remember what happened the first show? Yeah, that's why it's ironic. Want me to tell the story on this one?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, the first
one. All right. We had him lined up. Got him on. Got everything going. Right about the time Joe hits the live button, Joe loses power at his house. So we
no longer
have Joe.
Going on. Yeah, there was a storm going on though at the time.
So we no longer have Joe, but Dale and I were still on. Hi, Molly. So Dale and I, you know, we continued with the interview. So I got to solo that one.
Yeah.
And then after everything was done and over with, and we were gonna go.
I was coming in via
done.
I was text messaging in like everybody
else is now. On his phone. Joe is on his phone text messaging and stuff.
Thank God for Spectrum at that time.
Well, yeah, if you would have had US Cellular, you wouldn't have had service at your house. So I wound up doing the show with Dell as a solo act on that. That's how come it's ironic, because the very first.
And I wanted to guest, do that one because. He had been doing that the paranormal stuff for like over 40 years or 40 since the 70s. And it's like, man, I really wanted to talk to him, you know.
Yeah.
He's been doing it since the 70s.
I know. He's been into it since the 70s. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it, too. I actually enjoyed that one in the conversations I had with him. And then, of course, we had to leave it live while Joe was waiting for his power to come back on. And then he got the bright idea. And called me and asked if I could just log in on my end.
I had to walk you through and log it in.
So he logged me in on my end.
So that you could have the broadcast, but nobody was there.
But yeah, that was just nuts.
Technology, that's technology for you in this kind of world.
And that's kind of a good explanation of things that can go wrong.
Right.
You know? We get some weird stuff that happens, and then you never know.
But then there was a time we had our first guest. I'm sitting there still working on getting some guests, you know, and then all of a sudden the message comes up. Less than 24 hours, I think it was, before our show was supposed to be, and they had to cancel for some reason. Or they had to reschedule. Oh, yeah, I remember this. It was Mike's sister. She had to reschedule because Mike had her scheduled for something else that Wednesday night.
That's right.
So So because of Mike.
Again.
Again. No, I'm just kidding. No. But it is kind of funny. She rescheduled because she was only on that following Friday. So it was just 2 days later. Yeah. So because anyway, I talked to Dale, and then we had Dale on that Wednesday night that Allison was supposed to be on. And that show went for like 2 hours.
Because at that time, Dale and his crew had just got back.
Just got back from Gettysburg. Yeah.
And we talked a lot about their experiences down there and the places that they went, which was really cool.
You know, another one of my favorites. I gotta mention this one because this one, she really got one of my you know, I had to go back and rewatch some of these documentaries about Ma Barker and the boys.
I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah. And when we got Dr. Christy Sumner on, mm-hmm. you know, from Soul Sisters Paranormal, man, that was
out of Florida.
That was a great show. And to find out that she was involved in, you know, helping keep history intact.
Yeah.
And moving
the Ma Baker house and making sure it stayed. Ma Barker house. Excuse me.
But that was a fun
I always one. Misspeak. But no, being involved in that and moving that and keeping it intact and not letting it be torn down and that is
part of history. That is something that just demands respect. I mean, she's sitting there helping preserve history, you know, and that was just so cool.
Yeah.
And to hear the history, you know, from somebody that did a lot of research on that place, you know, and about all of that. That was cool. That was really cool. And then when you talk about Chris Sumner, you can't forget Miranda Young.
Yes. Ghost biker experience.
Yeah. Exploration.
See, again. I'm being like Joe now. Joe will look at a word and read it wrong and pronounce it wrong. And then now I'm doing the same thing he does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We won't forget Corby.
Oh, we're not forgetting Corby.
We'll get to that. But yeah, then there was Miranda Young, the woman that got one. We found out just before we had her on, and I didn't know about this because I was looking into, and I'm going, wait. And then I was watching that movie like 2 days before. She had her picture taken with the wolf that was Ralph in the Rampage movie with The Rock. Mm-hmm. Now that was cool as hell. But then to find out, though, she's like this woman that goes out exploring on her motorcycle.
She does investigations. Yeah, she does solo investigations, or she does have a person that is a camera person that goes with her.
Right, but still.
She does it all on her motorcycle.
I mean, that was just in some of the stories she shared with us.
Which is awesome. Yeah. It's just freaking awesome.
I mean, it was just, you couldn't resist talking to her about that. I mean.
Or we should actually say it this way. She does it on her Harley.
Yeah.
Because Harleys are not just motorcycles. Harleys are Harleys.
Harleys are the motorcycle.
Yes, they are the motorcycle. Oh, and then I seem to remember that we also did a show here recently. These women out of Michigan. What was their name again? I remember one of them. She kept coming in and out of the broadcast, and she was driving at the time. The name's right at the tip of my tongue. I just.
I just gave you the answer.
I know. I think her name was Janet Ramsey. And her crew. Oh, that was a fun one. That was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, they were out of Michigan.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that was fun.
I had a lot of fun with that one.
I, I mean, those last, yeah, the last two at the end, man, when we had those last two shows at the end there, her show and then Karen Fry.
Yeah, Karen Fry and Jolene.
Yeah. Yeah. Jolene Lockwood Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Janet. Phenomenon.
And they were from the UK.
Oh, yeah. Those two were from the UK. And they were fun too. They were awesome.
I mean, that was a way to kind of end our season there. You know, yeah, it was a blast. I mean, we got to get out that way too, because that one place they were talking about in Michigan sounds like it's a must add to our bucket list to go to.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, definitely.
And Michigan's kind of like a neighbor. It's not that far away.
Well, no, it's not too far for us. It's like a half a day drive.
Right. That. Right. Depending on the way you go.
Well, she said they're in the lower part of the lower Michigan, on the other side of Indiana. Right. But the place they were talking about, I'm not exactly sure if it's in their area or if it was up a little higher. She could fill us in on that.
Yeah, see, that's where my memory.
Oh, you're welcome, Jen.
Oh, yeah, I was. Thanks. Anytime you can come back again.
Yeah, you guys can come back again anytime that we got open.
You got something new to tell us? You know, just hit us up and we'll have you on.
Or heck,
again.
If you just want to you know, come on and shoot the crap with us every now and then, you can do that too. Because we're pretty much neighbors. But yeah, the two out of the UK, they were fun. What was that? What's that thing that they Joe, what is that event that they got over there? I actually want to go to it. It's going to be in September this upcoming year. I'd love to be able to get the money together to go over there.
Festival of the Unexplained.
Thank you. Festival of the Unexplained. Yeah, that would be a blast to go over there and check
out. And their team was Kep Paranormal, K-E-A-P. Yeah,
K-E-A-P. Kep. Janet says Eloise, Westland, Michigan. That's the
Eloise.
Place.
Eloise.
God, I can't even pronounce things right. See that? He's rubbing off on me. I tell you.
How can I be rubbing off on you when I know how to pronounce that right? Because I remember when she, you know, because I brought up the picture. I found the picture of the place and stuff. And it's like, you
whatever.
Know. Yeah. I read about it, too. Whatever. It's like, yeah, I want to go. Whatever. I want to check that place out. You know, and there's so many interesting stories that we got told. And so much we learned, because not everybody uses the same equipment. But I have learned one thing. Most of the people in the paranormal world are unlike any other groups out there. You know, they're real nice, friendly, willing to.
They all seem to be very friendly and willing to give you tips.
Yeah, especially if they've been in it a long time and stuff. I mean, look at Dale, the U.S. Paranormal Research Team. I mean, when we first ran into them, long before we even
U.S. Paranormal. We ran into them down in Whitewater,
Wisconsin. Long before we even decided to have guests.
It was
back in 2019 we ran into them.
Yep,
and we were doing the Witches of Whitewater deal. That's where we ran into them, yes. And they were a blast to have on as well as guests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they were kind of giving us little tips and tricks because they found out we were, like, new to doing what we were doing out there.
Yep,
you know?
Yep.
So they were giving us some friendly advice and, you know, answering questions and actually talking to us real civil and being really nice and really polite. And it was so cool, you know. I mean, we knew they had to be in it for a long time because the fact is, it was a big, you know, the truck had
they're
a big
billboard
on it.
Too.
Yeah, and they were pretty good size.
Seven or eight of them?
Yeah, and that custom.
And we did have them all on. We did have them all on.
Yeah, what was that custom thing that he made?
Oh, God, I can't even remember.
Can you remember what that was?
I can't remember what they called it.
But it was huge.
It was a speaker box thing. It's kind of, I think it was similar to a spirit box, but it wasn't actually.
Yeah, and they had special, and when we were out there, we noticed that they had special access to one of the like crypts or whatever tower. It's called. Yeah, that too.
They but they also some, were in. Yeah. Yeah. And they also had that one cemetery that's over by the strip mine thing there.
Yeah.
Where the, I think it was they had access to the one crypt there that they opened up.
Right, right. Because they also.
So, and then yes, I know we have. Thank you. No.
Yeah, we've had some fun guests. Yeah, there's oh my god, we could go on for hours talking about some of these guests.
Oh that hell we yeah! Had.
I mean,
we've had a lot of fun guests, a lot of interesting and very helpful, and
I can't wait to get back in the field. I sure did miss not being able to go this summer, oh, Molly. God, I tell you, I really so do. And I've got a brand new camera coming on Wednesday to add to our equipment.
Yeah, well, I got to wait a little bit before I get the camera I want to get.
Yeah, but you got that spotter scope on your end, though, too, that I don't have. So, I mean, we've got a couple pieces of equipment that we haven't been able to use at all this year.
Yeah,
you know, because
we definitely need to get some more. We definitely need to get some more voice.
What
recording.
Is that? That's a full spectrum 4K.
It's full spectrum ultra 4K camera.
Yeah, that's what's coming in on Wednesday. So, and we are now officially going to be an LLC. Utterly Insane Productions is, and Insane Asylums is under that umbrella, basically.
Yep. Anyway, I'm looking it up here, Joe. It's a 4K Wi-Fi full spectrum camcorder, ultra HD infrared night vision paranormal investigation video camera with 60 FPS, 24 megapixels, 30 times zoom, and it comes with two batteries, a 32 gig SD card included, plus a infrared flashlight.
Yeah.
Comes with the flashlight. The flashlight's similar to the light I got for that spotter scope.
Yeah, I ordered that last night. Yes. Yeah.
So that's what you're getting.
Right. So anyway, and now I'm going to say
I'm looking into getting a Rebel. Rebel T7.
So, and we've got a lot more that we're working on, as you see. This is just a little rough thing right now. I've got some other ones I'm going to work on and switch this out. But we've got like this layout here, which has got a little logo thing that's ask you to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
We're not done talking about our guests. You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I get sidetracked.
You get sidetracked.
I'm tired. It's been a long day for me already. You know, it's been.
I think the one that I'm saying this, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I think the absolute top for me out of all of our guests.
Let me guess.
Was
Corby?
Corby.
Yeah, I thought so.
Corby Mitlade. She was freaking awesome.
Yeah, she's a tarot card reader.
I think she was the only guest we had she wasn't the only guest we had that wasn't a paranormal investigator, because we did interview your friend about the COVID. We did a COVID show, and then we interviewed Jimmy, and he's a radio host.
Hold on.
Corby, she was fun. She was freaking awesome.
Oh, I did that wrong.
What'd you do?
I did that wrong.
She was actually pretty funny. So what are you trying to do here? Yes, Molly, she is amazing. She is absolutely amazing.
There.
to roller skates and disco balls, I was still reading cards. I loved the pictures. I loved the stories they told.
Yeah, she was fun.
So for 20 years, read for friends. All of a sudden in 1994, I could do hands-on healing and talk to dead people with no training. That's when God handed me my draft notice and said, greetings, you're working for me. So I did it part-time.
Yes, all our guests.
An actress, an author, an inspirational speaker, a legal assistant, a video producer, an executive.
And like, again, like I said, I'm not trying to.
All our guests were amazing. Anyone,
but
all our guests were amazing.
Opinion. I liked Corby. She
the
was
way she told her stories
amazing,
and
story.
Everything. Made you laugh.
She
made you laugh. She was great.
She kept your attention.
And I got to say this before I forget. There's two things about Corby that I remember. All right. One, this was before the show. This all took place before the show. Trying to get her on the show took a little bit.
You can bring it down.
Okay. Trying to get Corby on the show took a little bit. Okay. And the reason I said that is because she basically didn't want to be on a paranormal show or a show where she thought that she might get somebody asking her about tarot readings or something. No, this was all about Corby. This is all about promoting you. This is what we do. So she took a little bit to talk her into it, but when we got her in there, she had a blast. She even said that afterwards.
Yep.
We go into the green room, and this is what I hope, and someday I hope. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Ash.
I hope that someday StreamYard will allow us to record what we call the green room here. We've been calling the green room, and what I mean by that is when we end the broadcast, there has been on occasion where some of our guests have stayed and
chatted
around, with us.
Chat with us.
And chat with us longer. And it would have been so cool to record some of that off the air chat just for like some special, you know, extra added stuff, because some of that stuff was so funny behind the scenes. Here's another great guest that I liked. All right. I got a fascination with somebody because of the fact that my mom made a joke. Okay. And everybody's probably heard this story, but I'm going to say it again quick. My mom looked at me while I was taking her around town, driving her around, chauffeuring her around, playing taxi cab for my mom. And she's like, you kind of look like Charles Manson. And it's like, yeah, thank you, Mom. That's real nice, you know. And so ever since then, I've kind of had fun with it. Well, we had, remember, William Harder.
William Harder.
Yes.
And the reason we got hooked up to be able to talk to him.
I'm getting to that too. Your niece,
is
Jennifer.
My niece, Jennifer, out in California.
Yes.
She's friends with this guy.
And she told us about him after we were talking about him on one of our shows, because we were talking about Manson on one of our shows, and she brought, and she, right, we were talking about Manson. Yeah, we were talking about Manson on one of our shows, and she brought it up, and we contacted him, and he agreed to come on our shows. Now, this guy was friends with Manson for quite a long time, and he was a very interesting character and had some great stories to tell us.
A lot of great stories.
And he also had some cool, cool stuff to show us. And what he showed us during the show was nothing compared to what he showed us after the show, behind the scenes.
The iceberg of further the stuff he's got. And then when we were in the green room behind, you know, after the broadcast, man, he let it all out. And he's got tons of interesting stuff.
Yeah, you talk about that was.
I'd actually like to talk to him again.
Yeah, we did. He did, and that's the nice thing. And I'm going to say this across the board because I can, and you'll agree with me. It seems like every guest we've had said that they'd come back again at some point.
Well, yeah, and I'd love to have him back again at some point.
Yeah,
all of them were great. All of them were awesome.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was, you know, and that's also made it a hard choice for what's coming up too.
Yeah.
Because you know, because of all the,
this is supposed to be a top five for us.
You know, but that plus the what's coming up in March, you know.
Oh, it, yeah.
That yeah. made that a tough choice too.
Oh yeah, so, definitely.
But that got done too, and you know, all but one spot so far. So, but that'll keep people, you know, wondering about that. But that's a special, you know, and that's going to be a fun one too. That'll be our that'll be a way to really, you know, kick off before we start, because you know, if things go right, we've always planned to start back to investigating right around March.
Yeah,
you know, so that'd be a way to kick off us going back out on the road and checking places out too with that one. So
definitely.
But yeah, we got a lot of big plans. We have had a lot of great guests, made a lot of great friends, both locally. Gotten a guest from the UK. Again, that was a great
officially
show.
Made it across the pond.
You know, Michigan, Tennessee, Florida, you know, Colorado, you know, I mean.
Wasn't there one in the Carolinas?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but it's been, you know, Fife? Can't forget Illinois. Jake Fife. Yeah, he was. Yep. Yeah. Fife.
Cannot forget Illinois. Because Merrick.
Jake Fife was the father son team.
Well, Jake Fife was the young
the
kid.
One that started out at in the paranormal world. We were at 7 years old, wasn't it?
Something like that. We were video, and he was audio only because he was
his room. He was embarrassed about his room.
Mess of his room.
Yeah.
So, but he was the one that talked about Bigfoot,
right?
And I'm pretty sure it was in the Carolinas. I think his place was up in South Carolina.
I believe so.
But yeah, we talked about Bigfoot with him. So, and he was pretty cool. He was awesome. I liked him too. And then Pim, remember Pim? Paranormal Investigators in Milwaukee.
Oh yeah, we met them too beforehand.
Yes, we have.
Michael Gravy. It was Michael Gravy. They just called him Gravy. And I can't remember the other guy's name right offhand. I don't have my book in front of me. But we met them at the first Wisconsin Paranormal, or the first Wisconsin Podcast Association Festival. The one that we didn't get nominated because we joined the whole thing too late at that point. But we were down there and had a blast. They were off the rails guests for that. And we got a chance to talk to them.
It was Noah and Gravy.
Yeah, Noah and Gravy. Yeah. Yeah, and they were also off the – Noah and Gravy were also the ones that were off the rails guests in Milwaukee that day. And we got to meet them there that day.
Right, and we did get to meet them at that point.
Yeah, because Tom introduced us to them. Mm-hmm.
And they take more of a scientific approach, to a lot of their investigations.
But they've got a great sense of humor too, because fun show. Yes, I mean, Noah couldn't lay off Gravy about things there for a while.
K2 meter.
Yeah, about a K2 meter.
Damn K2 meter. Because I guess Gravy hates the fucking K2 meters. Noah was giving him all kinds of shit about it.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. You know, and you know, we had a couple of guests there that weren't paranormal. You know, I mean, one that was both of those two guests that we had. They were both in both of our mutual agreement that they needed to, we needed to have them on.
Well, yeah,
you know, we
Jimmy
had the
K, because he actually
Jimmy K. He kind of helped us out a little bit. Plus, when we went on that first investigation there, down there at Sanatorium Hill, that one time, you know, we went and kind of took a little cover out of the rain for a little bit and sat at his house before we went back up there and filmed again at night, you know. So, you know, and then he handed us off that mixer board with the headset and all of that. So, you know, kind of donated to the cause, as he said.
That's when we first got our
Merry Christmas early.
Feet wet.
So he was behind us right from day one when he found out what was going on. So we had to pay him a little props.
Yep. And then of course we also can't forget that we have a really, really good friends up in Grafton that has really helped us a lot.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But we always pay them props.
Oh,
every chance we get.
Off the rails, Tom and Molly.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome.
Tom's always participating when he can. Tom's always putting his 2 cents in when he can, and that's okay. We like that. We need that little comic relief.
I think if it wasn't for Molly, we wouldn't be as far as we are.
No, honestly, that's a lot of it was Molly telling us all the little tips and tricks about the software, where to go for this, where to go for that,
look for and things to do, how to do this and how to do that.
You know, what to use, what programs to use. Yep. What websites to go to, you know? Yeah. Oh yeah. Molly was a big, big, big help.
Yes, she was. She was a much needed help, actually. A much needed boost to get us going in the right direction.
And then because of the terrible times we're in, you know, the COVID thing.
Yeah, with this freaking pandemic that's gone down.
We felt that it was necessary because a lot of people out there, and I'm sorry if this offends you, but they thought that this is fake and a hoax and bullshit.
And they're just being stupid.
So we brought on a guest that was actually experienced COVID firsthand, and she was great. She was also a good friend of mine from way back when. I've known her for a long time because we used to work together in the video store business. But her name was Erin DeBeck, you know, and she is doing good. Just to give you all an update, she's doing real good, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think she's quite feeling up to her total self yet, but she's getting there slowly. So she'll beat it. So no doubt. So, but we've had some interesting guests. We've had some fun guests. There was Christopher Kai House.
Oh yes, Christopher Guy House. In fact, he's one of them we actually got to meet and investigate
and do an investigation with him and his wife.
Yep,
and Grafton Mill. And again, Tom and Molly off the rails because they're the ones that got us in there.
Yep, they're the ones that got us set up with that and
so,
got everything
situated.
There
they are, Tom and Molly helping us again. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
But you know,
well, of course, our first private home investigation was Tom and Molly's house.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
it sure was.
That they purchased that house. I think they said back in October of 19, and had some interesting things happening in there. And you know, we went in and we did catch some interesting
And it was also I think our friendship with Tom and Molly and Off the Rails and all of that also helped us get Christopher Kai House on our show. I'm not sure, but you know, it was a possibility.
Still is a great show.
But I mean, it was one of the reasons for me to check his name out, and then I check his name out, and then it's like, yeah. Because he also does some interesting things besides just the paranormal world. I mean, he does the Twisted Film Festival.
Yep. Don't forget it.
Twisted Dreams Film Festival.
Don't forget about T.
Oh, and then there was T. Krulos. Yeah, yep. he was he was He was a, he was just came out with that book that was about that one dude. Damn it. Now I'm drawing a blank. I hate it when that happens. Don't you hate it when that happens? Come on, help
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. What am I supposed to do to help you? Look him up. I can look him up. So don't be dead airing us here. Come on, keep talking.
I'm not trying to dead air us. I'm trying
keep talking.
I'm trying to find what I'm looking for. Yeah, but he's also one of the local people from Milwaukee that is an author. And what was that book? It was, I'm trying to find it. It's been a while.
American Madness?
Well, no, he also came out with, it looks like he came out with a new one. Wisconsin's Legend and Lore. Legends and Lore. It looks okay. Like that's a new book on his list. Yeah. You know, but he was a great one to talk to about all kinds of different legends. Oh. At the time we had him on, it was American Madness was the book we were talking about and promoting.
Right. That's the one we were talking about and promoting at the time.
Right. So he's a local author, a local paranormal investigator, and I think he is also the one that was...
Isn't he also the one that runs the Paracon?
I was just going to say the Milwaukee Paracon. And they did that virtual thing, and I got a chance for the first time this year to watch that whole thing. You know, I got to watch, and we got to see Nate Godfrey talk about
Wildcat Mountain.
Return to Wildcat Mountain, the documentary they made. You know,
mm-hmm.
and. That was one of those guests that's kind of on my bucket list to get. That's been hard to kind of nail down, him or his mom, because Nate Godfrey is the son of Linda Godfrey, the woman that wrote the book on the Beast of Bray Road. You know.
Oh yeah, definitely. Actually, since we're putting a documentary of that together, we need to get a hold of her if we can.
Mm-hmm.
That's a definite.
She's not an easy person to nail down.
I know.
But yeah, T was a great one too. We got to talk to him a lot about a lot of different things. And then he's part of the director of the Milwaukee Paracon, and that was all virtual this year. And there was a lot of, and Mike was the one that kind of emceed it and was introducing everybody.
Yeah. So anyway, how far are we in now? Do you want to start?
Then we had, there was a, like Ben Stevenson, you know.
Yep. Tobias Whalen.
Tobias Whalen.
He's local.
Yep, he's local.
He was a good interview.
Oh, and then there was another one about the cryptids, the lizard people, Shaitan Noor.
Oh yeah, Shaitan Noor.
Yeah, Shaitan Noor. She was a fun one to have on too. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, she had a good. She had an interesting perspective. A perspective about the
theory, an interesting theory on the lizard people.
But yeah,
that was, I mean, I really liked listening to her theory on that. It was quite intriguing. She had me fascinated, you know. And she even had lizards for pets, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember.
She had several different kinds of animals as pets.
Yeah, because she
says something correctly.
If you look hard enough, you might see them behind me.
I think she had birds, possibly a lizard, a dog or two. Yeah.
And then you had Kathy Owen from the Paranormal Truckers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's a truck driver, and she travels around and she does the paranormal stuff, investigation.
Yeah, we've had some interesting guests. And Dale is speaking of interesting guests and stuff, and I don't want to seem like I'm favoring Dale or not, but I kind of look at him because as a mentor in a way, because this guy's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Out of all our guests, I believe Dale has been doing it the longest.
I've also got a chance to talk to Dale on the phone several different times, about one thing or another, and then it always leads into paranormal talk for almost an hour or something, but it's great because, talking to this guy, he's like a mentor is the way to look at him. I got a lot of respect for the guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so looking forward to actually meeting him in person too, because he was supposed to meet us. I know, but that was just it. He was one of these ones that we were going to meet up with and do this, investigation with. And that was another, and that's happened. It's like a lot of the local ones, it's like, yeah, we got to get together sometimes. And it's like, it's just too bad this COVID thing got in the way because we probably would have already been out with some of these people.
Yeah, but in a way, the COVID was a blessing in disguise.
Yes, I agree.
If it wouldn't have been for the fact that we were in lockdown or shut down or whatever the hell, and not being able to get out and do some of this stuff,
we wouldn't have
thought about doing the interview stuff and got in contact with everybody we've already talked to.
Yeah, and StreamYard made it that much easier.
Oh, hell yeah. I love StreamYard. It is freaking awesome. And the thing is, we're paying for the service, but we could still use it for free.
If anything happened.
If anybody else wanted to use it, they could use it for free.
Right. Plus I've seen, and I've kind of checked out all the new services that's come out since. I don't like Zoom. I'm not a fan of Zoom. I got to download something to my hard drive. With StreamYard, I don't have to download nothing.
Nope, everything is run right through the browser.
and if I want to have a guest, I can have up to 10 guests total. That means with Mark and I, that's 8 guests added to us. Unless we're sitting in the same studio, and then you got, what more could you want? Now, if I wanted to do that the old-fashioned way, well, that'd be a little more difficult. The way we were doing it to start with, StreamYard made it easy. StreamYard made it an easy choice. I mean, we always talked about having guests before, but we had to have Skype installed on our computer, plus the XSplit and pay for that, and then try to figure out how to configure the two to work together each time we had a guest. And it just made it too complicated.
So after the COVID thing hit
and the StreamYard came out, and again, Tom and Molly, I think it was, that told us about StreamYard.
I believe it was Miss Molly that told us about StreamYard. About
StreamYard, again, Molly helping us. Thank you again, Molly. about helping us, we get the StreamYard thing going and it's like, okay, well, that's a no-brainer. Let's pay for that, and here we are today. Having gone through 20 guests in about 27 guests, somewhere in there. I'm guessing.
Yeah. I can't remember if I did.
I know I'm close, but see, here's the thing. In 6 months time, and that wasn't every day. So now think of what we're going to be able to do every Tuesday and Wednesday starting our next season.
It's not Tuesday.
Wednesday and Friday.
Wednesday and Friday.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Wednesday and Friday.
That's
okay. You think about that.
You're not perfect.
We're going to have a lot harder decision next year to make. So we might even do a voting thing next year. We've got a lot of ideas. Yeah. We've got a lot of ideas in mind. We've had a lot of great guests that's made this a lot more fun than it was just investigating too, because now we don't have to come up with ideas so much for show content. We either have a guest or we talk about our investigations or we try to fit in both. But we are doing investigations the minute we can get back out because our bucket list keeps growing, not shrinking. It's going the wrong way. So So we're going to continue to book guests and just throughout the year, but we've got a lot of big plans, and we will be making some announcements hopefully soon when decisions are made. Mark and I will be finding out more Monday about one project or one thing that we're considering that could take us down a different road and a different avenue. Like I said before, our guest list is full until March, but if you want to be a guest and talk paranormal and have a paranormal team or a book that's based on something paranormal or anything based paranormal that you've been doing or whatever, drop us a line. We'll check it out and we'll have a chat. You know, we've always been about promoting our guests. You know, that's been a big priority when we've had a guest on. You know, right now today, since it's just Mark and I, we're going to promote our site, you know, and again, there are changes coming to our sites and our pages because we changed things to an LLC as of last night. So, because we don't know what roads this is going down, but Mark, you and I both agree this has got bigger than both of us either thought this was going to get. You know, it's been a lot of fun. And when we thought, I mean, back in March, when this COVID thing started hitting, and it's like, I got worried. I thought, shit, what are we going to do? You know, we can't do stupid shit. We can't keep talking about stuff out there that we can't find sometimes because, you know, there isn't that kind of news often enough to talk about when it comes to the paranormal world.
True. Very true.
And we couldn't go out and investigate. We couldn't keep talking about our old investigations or what we're doing or, you know. So, I mean, when this, like you said, when this happened, I mean, it made things better. And all of a sudden we started growing more. And I want to thank all of our fans that's been watching us, been following us on YouTube, subscribing to us on YouTube, following us on Facebook, participating in the conversations with us when we're online and we're live. You know, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be going so strong. We wouldn't be getting better. We wouldn't be having so much fun, because it is fun. You got to admit this is fun.
Oh yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I mean, the whole idea of having the guests and promoting them, like their books, or they're promoting their books, their websites, their groups, they're
promoting them.
Yeah. And listening to their stories, like some of their favorite places that they've investigated or some of the most famous places they've investigated, you know, and this is back here. Speaking of that, this is back to Janet Ramsey and her group. You know, there's that one other place that I think they said something about, like some type of hospital or asylum or something that they were talking about, too, that's in Michigan that I wouldn't mind going to either. If we got out that way, you know, but yeah, I mean, we've learned so much from these guests about places that are not in Wisconsin, you know, and I mean, going to some of those places, I mean, just being a part of, after hearing about the Unexplained Festival in UK, it kind of makes you want to go there.
Oh yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I actually looked into that and checked their website. Yeah. There's a lot going on there.
I know it.
And I would
a huge deal. It is like a really huge deal there, you know, and it's been a lot of fun. And all I see things doing is getting better and more fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't get to shrink down our bucket list, but we sure did add a lot to it and learn about some of these places in Wisconsin, too, from some of these local people that we didn't even know existed.
Yeah, Yeah, that is true.
You know. And here's another spoiler for some people. We've got some interesting guests coming up. We've got some that are even local. You know, and I'm not going to give any shout outs to any of them because I don't want to give anything away. Because anything can happen between now and then for them, for us, who knows? So
yeah,
I don't want to make any promises or guarantees until it gets real close. But we've got some great guests lined up. So far, between now and March, none of these guests have been on our show yet. Okay, not one of them. Okay. So these are all going to be first-time guests. I can tell you they're from all over. You know, some are going to be from states that we haven't talked to people from yet. I don't think there's anybody out of the country yet. But, you know, we're only booked until March. So the middle of March right now. I think we're booked right up till St. Patrick's Day. Because St. Patrick's Day is a Wednesday. So cool. I think we're booked right up to there. But we've got a special coming. We're working on a documentary, but don't look for the documentary until probably 2022. We're just going to be working on trying to finish it. And with that being said, and anybody that watches this later or watching it now live, but I don't see that because there's nobody live up there right now. But I want to say this anyways. Anybody out there that's seen the Beast of Bray Road, you know of stories about the Bray Road or a witness to any of that part of that paranormal activity that goes on Bray Road, we'd like to talk to you, please, about it, because we are putting together a documentary on the Beast of Bray Road, and we'd like to get somebody that's got some firsthand experience, and the more we can get, the better. You know, we'd like to hear from you. So check our website out. There's places to contact us there and give us a way to contact us, and we'll get back to you ASAP. I'm constantly watching the email and everything every day. So, because we are going to get back to starting that, and we will make a time arrangements to try to get to you if you can't get to us, or have a StreamYard conference to have an interview about it. Because that's a big project that we're working on, and it's going to be our first documentary. Neither one of us think we can write a book, but we'll see what happens. That could be the next step down the road. Who knows? I mean, we've got a lot of exciting ideas. We don't know exactly how we're going to get them all put together yet, but some of them will be get put together, and others will be get put in the trash can because they're not so good. But it takes time. But I can tell you that this next season is going to be better than this last season. Just because we hopefully we won't have no COVID shit anymore. You know,
that'd be nice.
Or the world will just get safer a little bit, you know, enough for me to go out. You know,
that'd be nice too.
That's all we need. I mean, because we've got if you people only knew our bucket list and some of the places we want to go to, you'd be excited too. I mean, I miss this whole, this was nothing compared to the first year we went out investigating, man. We were out, I sat back and thought about it. We were out almost every weekend, if weather permitted. And 2019 was a pretty rainy summer.
Yeah.
You know, because we actually had plans in 2019 to try to go to that farm, you know, out in the Bray Road area. Mm-hmm. And because it rained so much and it was flooding that land so much, we were never able to get out there in 2019. You know. And so, but every chance we got that it was a nice weekend, we were out there investigating someplace. This year sucked, man. I really hate to say it, but it sucked. And I can't wait for 2021 to start. I really can't. So,
well, it's close.
I hope all you people out there, though, stay safe on New Year's Eve. you know, wear your masks if you go out. Try to drink, and if you drink at home. If you go out, take a cab.
Don't drive.
Everything
virtual.
Take a cab.
Get together with your friends virtual. Drink virtual.
Yeah, well,
that way whatever. You don't have that. Yeah, that way you're not gonna.
You're safer. But if you must go out, please don't drive and drink.
Especially if you're drinking.
Take a cab. Ask if they got a safe rider program. You know, those things might still exist. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
they did back in my day.
I'm pretty sure they
did. But, you know, we're going to have a hard decision to make. We're going to sit here and we're going to talk about this again, but we're going to talk about it behind the scenes.
Now, aren't we going to announce our decision?
You want to announce our decision? I think Corby's got to be on that list.
Corby's definitely on that list.
I mean,
I've got three written down right now, but I'm not sure who else I can throw on here.
All right, well, let me hear your three.
For me, Corby.
All right,
Reverend. Corby. Remember, we need to pronounce. We need to address them properly.
Whatever.
Reverend Corby.
Okay.
Mitlide. She's definitely going to be.
We agree on that one. Okay.
Dell.
Because Merrick.
I definitely choose him.
I can agree on that one.
And, you know, there's this one out of Michigan that just I enjoyed the hell out of that interview.
Janet Ramsey
and her crew. I really enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun.
That makes a lot of goofiness. That makes
a lot of goofiness.
That makes three.
Now, if you had two more to add, who would you add?
Man, I really don't want to insult anybody because they were all fantastic guests.
They were all great. But
I had some great fun with a lot of them. But I got to admit, when we had Karen Fry and Jolene Jackson, you know, Jolene Lockwood Jackson on there.
Oh, yeah. I
had a blast with them in the UK and talking to them about the Festival of the Unexplained and Kept Paranormal. And, yeah, I had too much fun with that one. So I'd have to add that to that list.
All right. I can agree with you on that because we had a lot of fun with them.
And then it would get down to an extremely tough decisions because I don't want to offend people. And this list is, it seems like it's.
Mostly... Oh, we had the hardest part is picking the ones that we want to feature on our website.
That's what this is.
The five that we're picking. The
majority of this list is going to be like females, but I can't help it because and I don't want to insult her partner, but like I said, this is an extremely tough choice. I don't want to accept, you know, not partner, but they work together quite often. But that Ma Barker episode really, really, really fascinated me a lot.
Yeah,
you know, I'd hate to say that it's either that or harder because of the Charles Manson thing, you know, and I was really fascinated with that too, and had blast behind the scenes, and that's also another reason why I wish we could record what happens behind the scenes sometimes and bring it out like a special edition thing. You know, like clip it all together as a special edition thing of some of the best moments behind the scenes or something.
But I have to agree with you on at least one of those.
You know, I mean, but there were so many other amazing ones. I mean, just being able to, you know, you end up with this team that you go and meet out in Whitewater and then, you know, a year later, we're doing guests and they agreed to be on our show. And mm-hmm. you thought it was going to be one. And here it was, you know, the whole
They're
team.
All of them on one,
right.
one camera. And they're,
but still, they were all there is, and it was like awesome. Cool as hell. And they remembered us and it was kind of fun. You know, it was cool.
More than kind of. It was really fun.
You know, those
a lot of fun.
Those things, those little kind of special moments make some of those ones kind of, you know, because you've got that special tie in a way with a guest because you met them prior to this point, but you didn't think you were going to end up doing the guest thing and then having them on. Because at the time they True. Were doing this, I mean, those guys were big shots when we saw them. I mean, they were out oh, there yeah. with their trucks all with the logo on it and all of that mm-hmm. and you know,
oh, hang on now.
Walking around with a guy, walking around. I know, but they were walking around with a guy, the guy from the Chamber of Commerce, Chamber of Commerce from Whitewater that day.
Actually, you know? I didn't put that logo on there when we were back then. When we were,
no, it wasn't there, but I mean, back then, I mean.
That was in February this year that I put that on.
So here you are. We're just starting out. 2019. We're just starting out. We see this U.S. paranormal research team out there. And we're just these little guys. And they actually gave us the time of day and talked to us.
Oh, yeah. Know? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was cool as hell. Because, you know, they were big shots because they had the trucks, the trailer that was attached to the truck, and they're pulling this big-ass equipment out.
But if I remember
Chamber of Commerce, dude, access to the tower.
If I remember correctly, somebody was too...
I was. I was nervous. Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was afraid to walk up to him and talk to him.
I'm the one that went up there and initially made contact.
And then, of course, you know, we did that.
That's me.
And then, of course, we did that again. We did that again with PIM, you know, Paranormal Investigators of Milwaukee, you know, and it was Noah Gravy.
Actually, Pim, we talked to Pim before we met.
Yeah, I know, but we talked to them at that show there and then talked to them and stuff like this. And here we are. They were real nice and stuff and cool. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know, we got them on our show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that was kind of a blast because I was getting a kick out of the way Noah was harassing Gravy.
Yeah. Every time your hand comes down on that desk, the camera vibrates.
So
I don't know.
Maybe somebody's under the table.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too. She's probably asleep out on the couch.
This is
or in my chair.
This is funny.
So, like I said, it's a tough decision. I couldn't tell you. I think since you know, I think just because of the message involved, okay. I think it should stay up there for a while longer. And that way we don't have to decide right now. Because this is going to be a tough decision next year.
What stay up there?
So add the four. Add we got to make a decision between. I think we put Dr. Christy Sumner up there with. Wait, you had three, right? No, so you had three.
Well, you told me to add Karen Frey.
All right, yeah. So that makes four.
And so if we put Dr. Christy Sumner up there, that'll be five.
All right.
And then I'll name them off if you want.
All right. That's it. All right. We'll do it that way.
So we have Reverend Corby Mitlide. And then we have Dale Kesmerick. Dr. Christy Sumner, Janet Ramsey and her crew, and Karen Frey and Jolene, what did you say, Jolene Lockwood?
Jolene Lockwood Jackson.
Jackson, okay.
Yeah. Lockwood Jackson, yeah.
So right. those I think will be our top five.
All right. I'll get them up as soon as I can.
And to all the others, We really enjoyed speaking.
Oh yeah, we really enjoyed it. We want you know everybody. Just
you are more than welcome to contact us. Come back again.
Yeah, we had a blast and with a lot of you people, and
I apologize that we didn't pick you, but.
There ain't a whole lot of time. I mean, we're already an hour and a half into this show. Yeah, we already went an hour and a half.
So hard to choose.
We'd have a 3-hour show if we had to talk, you know, go through everybody and mention everybody and talk about all our favorite points because there are so many of them.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to make next year's episode of this show very difficult with a very lot of difficult choices. But who knows? We may have a different format to follow for that. Or something else in mind. Anything's possible when it comes to the paranormal world. So keep that in mind too. Now we are at December 26th of 2020. We're almost over with. Let's say we come back with a special New Year's Eve episode.
We got five days. I don't know if we're going to do a New Year's Eve episode. Everybody's going to be celebrating. They're not going to want to watch our ugly asses up here.
All right. We can do one. All right. Let's do one for Saturday the 2nd then.
I don't care. Whatever.
Or do you want to do Wednesday the 30th?
I don't care. Whatever.
Well, we'll make an announcement. We'll figure it out. We're going to make an announcement. We'll be back one more time.
Do another one with-
I'm going to tell you right now. We're going to come back one more time. We're going to make some official announcements that we're keeping you in the dark about. And we might have more to say that we can't tell you quite yet.
That's a possibility. Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But there is news out there that it still has to be announced. So that's why.
It's some things we have to.
We didn't plan on it. But
look into.
But with all the brainstorming we've been doing, because Mark created a monster, as he puts it.
Oh my God, did I ever!
That we're in for a fun time.
Funny thing is, I didn't realize the kind of monster I was going to make.
Yeah, but we're in for a great time this time. This next time around, coming up. This next time around is going to be a lot more fun. You know.
Definitely, if we can get out more often, I so want to get out and. Doing more investigation.
Get some of that bucket list cut down a little bit more. I know we'll be adding more to it as things go by because, you know, we're learning so much locally as well as places that are pretty close by too. And I'm just hoping that this, I'm just telling you that I got a feeling it's going to be a lot better this next season. So one way or the other, however it goes.
Might be a lot more fun.
You know, however it goes, it's gonna be a lot more fun. Oh, that's guaranteed. That I can guarantee. One way or the other, it's gonna be a lot more fun. Because no matter what happens, we're not stopping. This is too much fun. I'm having a blast. And I gotta admit this. I'm a video game junkie. You know, this whole year that we've had guests. Since June, it's been 6 months. I haven't turned on my Xbox in the office. Now, Mark, tell people what the Xbox in the office is meant for only.
For you, play games.
Playing on. Games on, exactly. I've got an Xbox in my bedroom, but that's for Netflix or Hulu or something. But I haven't. Since we've started this, I haven't picked up my Xbox.
I thought you had a PlayStation in your bedroom.
I got both. Anyway, I haven't played my Xbox One in over 6 months. I actually canceled the subscriptions to Gold and the Game Pass that I had. Just because...
I don't have a game system.
This paranormal stuff has been too much fun. Yeah, you quit playing games totally.
No, I haven't quit playing games totally.
No, you're playing them on the computer and those retro things. Yeah, on the retro things.
And then I took that old computer that old touch.
Yeah, I know.
I got.
I saw that. I saw that.
So I've got over 5,000 games on it.
So, all right. So we're going to end this. So we're gonna make an announcement soon. Expect an announcement probably sometime Monday evening. We'll be making an announcement of when the next show will be. And then after that, more announcements will follow. But we do have some private announcements coming up. And it's going to be a lot more fun. That's all I can say. So stay safe. Stay warm.
Stay healthy.
And don't get too drunk on New Year's Eve if you go out. Don't drive.
Yep.